This platform overlooking the vernal pools is the terminus of the All Persons Trail. The same guided rope leads back to the start of the trail. The railing is located on the left-hand side of the platform. There are no railings towards the front or right-hand side of the platform. Standing on this overlook, you are several feet above the vernal pool. Take a few moments to quietly listen and experience this setting. What do you feel? What do you hear? Depending on the season, you might hear the sound of spring peepers. Wood frogs. Or even the deep guttural sound of a bullfrog. Vernal pools are vibrant habitats and nurseries for many species. Above this sign and to your right are three replicas of species that rely on wetland habitats. From left to right are a spring peeper, spotted salamander, and American bullfrog. As you touch and examine these replicas, consider why some animal species are only able to thrive in wetlands. Spring peepers, spotted salamanders, and bullfrogs lay their eggs in wetland habitats. The entire life cycles of many amphibians occur in wetlands. Metamorphosis from egg, tadpole, or larvae, and then to adulthood, is completed within the short few months in a wetland habitat. Their gelatinous eggs develop in water, so long as they are not eaten by a predator or lost due to habitat changes. Wetland habitats need our help. Habitat degradation is reducing the water quality found in many vernal pools or simply destroying them outright. This particular vernal pool is protected because it is on Allen's Pond Wildlife Sanctuary property. But many wetlands are unprotected, located on private land that may be sold for development or located very close to areas with polluted runoff like roads. We can help wetland habitats by being aware of their presence and value, by helping protect conservation land, and by limiting our use of toxins that might drain into nearby soils and waterways. To begin your journey back, with the railing and then rope guide on your right, continue onward until you reach the first reflection stop. This stop will be indicated by a disc-shaped bead.